This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another week, another whole slew of Bitcoin stories out there. New York State's financial regulator says he's working on rules for businesses that want to use the digital currency. An official at the Bitcoin Foundation has stepped down after he was charged with conspiring to use it to launder money. Bitcoin and its popularity can be tricky to understand in lots of ways. First of all, how does a made-up currency have value? Anyway, and also, what's the appeal of money that takes you off the regular financial grid? Well, the funny thing is, the more you think about Bitcoin and questions like that, the more you learn about regular old cash, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Bitcoin is a digital currency controlled only by software that somehow some people have collectively decided is worth something. This can be a bit of a brain bender, but turns out we do the same every day with cash.
Money is a form of shared reality.
Adam Waits is a professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Money, he says, is a shared illusion.
In order for it to have value, that means that everyone sort of has to agree that this is something that we're going to treat as valuable.
With cash, we take paper with numbers printed on it and imbue it with a value greater than the sum of paper and ink. Bitcoin works the same way, says Waits.
It's sort of like the Kim Kardashian of money. Kim Kardashian is famous for being famous. Bitcoin is valuable because a lot of people have agreed to value it.
One reason people value it is that Bitcoin is hard to trace back to a person. Something that can make law enforcement a little nervous. There's no bank keeping tabs, no paper trail. People buy illegal stuff with Bitcoin. But again, cash is the same. Jerry Brito is a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
If you and I, you know, meet somewhere, meet at a park, and I give you $100, you give me something in return, and we parted separate ways, that's a completely anonymous transaction.
There's no record. The time, the park we met at, what we traded. Cash can be better at keeping secrets than Bitcoin.
By necessity, you have to keep a record of the transaction and of the amount and of the addresses, the Bitcoin addresses that were involved. So it's less anonymous than cash. It's more pseudonymous is one way to put it.
Bitcoin leaves a digital trail. That's how Bitcoin works, a trail that cash is very good at erasing. But cash isn't entirely invisible. It's got a physical presence. You have to get it, move it. And its physical nature has costs. Bhaskar Chakravorty is with the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
I have to spend some time to go to the ATM and take money out. And that could be time that is taken away from other productive activities.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but it adds up, he says, to tens of billions of dollars, time that you wouldn't have to waste in a Bitcoin world. There's also the cost to businesses of using cash. You got to hire services to protect it, get it to and from the bank, and
they incur costs because cash gets stolen from a retail outlet or because there are robberies.
In a world where everyone uses Bitcoin instead, there's nothing in the cash register for robbers to steal. There's another big cost of cash to our society, the tax gap. All the money we don't send the government when we pay for things off the books. Chakravorty estimates that cash costs the U.S. government more than $100 billion a year. Bitcoin's enough like cash that cost wouldn't disappear. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.